proclamation number 8120 dated the March 9th, 1962. Reason for divine revelations. Let my grace be sufficient for you, and patiently bear all burden imposed on you to serve your soul's state of maturity, and grant me your ear so that you can hear my voice. Open your heart and let my ray of love enter and penetrate you with my spirit. Time and again I convey my revelations to you humans. Time and again I speak to people through the mouth of a servant who is devoted to me, and I truly don't do so without reason. I know that it is necessary to provide people with a light where darkness exists in their hearts. And I know that the darkness will get worse the closer it gets to the end. I also know who still seeks to escape the night, who strives towards the light of dawn, who is grateful to me for a light which illuminates the path for him. And these are the ones I seek to address through you, who want to serve me. I also know how they think, where they err, and therefore where their faith in me is at risk, because they have no clear concept of me and yet deliberate on it. I want to help them and clarify those things which appear doubtful to them, because I want to help them gain a convinced faith in me as the most perfect being, which is love, wisdom and power within itself. And thus I manifest myself, I myself address people and convey a purest truth to them, which they can and indeed will accept if only they are of good will. Every thinking person is occupied with a different problem, and if they receive a light they will immerse themselves increasingly deeper into spiritual knowledge, which is always beneficial, both for the person himself as well as for me, who only ever wants people to reach the goal they were given for their life on earth. Some problems needing clarification are especially important. People must be given the right knowledge about Jesus Christ and his act of salvation, because they must acknowledge him without fail in order to free themselves from the opposing power. They must be informed of this adversary and what he signifies for people, and they must know that their time on earth as a human being was caused by him in the first place. Hence they must also learn about the spiritual correlations, about their very first beginning and their goal. They must know what they are, what they had been and what they shall become again. This knowledge makes people live more responsibly, and precisely this knowledge was distorted time and again through the adversary's influence, and thus people are often misguided. And since my adversary also has great power at his disposal, which manifests itself particularly strongly at the end of a period of salvation, he has also succeeded time and again in interspersing my pure truth with errors, thus motivating me time and again to counter it with the pure truth, because I want to help people to fulfill their last short task in life. If therefore a person knows the truth, then he will own a brightly radiating light which the adversary avoids. Error, however, permits the adversary's continued influence and is a danger for the person. Thus you can understand that I will repeatedly transmit the pure truth to earth, but that it will not stay that way for long, that it will not remain as pure as it was when it originated from me. As soon as the light is clouded, its radiance is no longer as clear as to guarantee a correct understanding. And the fact that the light became clouded through human will is disclosed again by the fact that I reveal myself anew, which would not be necessary if people lived in the light of truth. I truly know why I speak to people again with all urgency. I know that they have no clear understanding of their existence as human beings either, and I know why I must give them precisely this information if I want them to acknowledge the Divine Redeemer Jesus Christ and recognize me myself in him. People shall acquire a clear idea about it, Consequently, I myself instruct them in the most understandable way, and everyone will be delighted about knowledge he recognizes as purest truth, because it's originated from me directly. Even thinking people will accept this information, for I do not demand blind faith. It is my will that a person shall think about it, otherwise he will be unable to distinguish between truth and error. And because the darkness constantly increases, the light, too, will shine extraordinarily bright, and it only requires the desire for light in order to become enlightened. For truly, I am determined by my love, wisdom and power to confront both mine and your enemy of life, so that you will find your way out of the darkness and be able to escape his control. Wisdom knows your state of peril, love wants to help you, and power will truly use the right means for it. And I will bless you, who voluntarily serve me, for I do not forcibly influence people, and neither can my adversary do so. The eternal light reveals itself to all those of you who want to flee the spiritual night. Amen.